until 2 o'clock. So we're starting to ramp up our broadcast for the day. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. At least Dennis and Paul will be with starting line coverage starting at 11. Dennis will have updates all through the duration of the race here on WPHM, and then we'll wrap it up on Monday. Joining us now, we have Jerry Keller and Michelle Herrer, both representing Chef Shells in their purple shirts. Guys, and good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing? How's everything? Before we get going, we should mention that Paul Williams up in Yale has a birthday today.
Don't let this guy on the radio.
And if anybody's
What is this? Some ongoing joke?
It could be, but Paul Williams has a birthday today. If you stop by his house, he'll get you a free drink.
All righty.
So, hey, happy birthday to Paul. Caleb, how you doing?
Thank you, Jerry. I'm doing well. And you guys... you guys are hosting a special fundraiser tomorrow morning.
Right,
tell us
we
about
are.
That.
We are. Well, for the past, I believe it's been 31 years, the Kiwanis Club of the Blue Water area has been hosting a pancake breakfast across the river at Chemical Bank.
Yep.
And because of COVID this year, they have chosen to cancel that.
Probably a good call.
Yes, it really was. But we wanted to be able to partner with them and still give them a good fundraiser this year. And so since we are kicking out good food out of our kitchen, we thought it would be a good fit to have a breakfast for them.
So this benefits the Kiwanis Club, and this is, whoa, I just lost my
You shot me.
This benefits the Kiwanis Club. And this is what they would call breakfast at Dockside, but it's not really breakfast at Dockside. It's
right. It's breakfast, a to-go breakfast to from go. Chef Shells.
Gotcha. So I'm looking at the menu here. $10 at the door or $8 for pre-orders.
Yep. Call by 4 o'clock today.
You get what's the number, Michelle?
810-966-8371.
And that menu, you got eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, a donut, and a choice of water, coffee, or juice. 319, is that the right? Nope, that's a different
We've got two different phone numbers. You can call the shop or you can call Brian Duda from Kiwanis.
Gotcha, alrighty. So that's going on. Get your orders in now if you want to pre-order. Give them a call.
Best deal ever, 10 bucks for a delicious breakfast.
You just roll up on Superior Mall and you guys shuttle it out?
Yeah, we'll be outside on the sidewalk. You won't even have to come in the restaurant unless you actually want to come in. Anyone that dines with us tomorrow, Kiwanis will get 10%. Of our sales from the day from inside the restaurant.
And the nice thing about it, they've held this for 30-some years, this breakfast, and because they can't this year, they will be open next year for their breakfast. So we just wanted to step in and give them a year where we could help them and give them part of the proceeds. And Brian Duda is working with us on the Kiwanis side. So we're going to have people down here at Dockside that will can show you and lead you up to where Chef Shells
is. For all the racers and...
the racers and people.
Great.
And Matt Domke's here with us today, and he's going to be getting people from here up there. We've got signs and so on. Also, the Blue Water Travel or Blue Water Bus Depot will be picking up people. You just call them. They'll come and get you. No matter where you're located, they'll bring you to the breakfast.
And say that's the most important meal of the day, right?
It's the only meal of the day because the rest of the day we're running and humping and doing other stuff.
So if you're racing or if you just happen to be a spectator or going to be downtown, come pick up a meal. So Chef Shells, you guys have been the staple. We've been highlighting a lot of different downtown businesses. I know you guys have kind of bounced around locations, but you've been on Superior there for what, like
six
at least
years?
Five, 6 years now? Great.
Yep. We've been in business for 22 years, had our anniversary last month, and we just love being part of downtown.
That's awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I don't want to say you're hidden, but, you know, you're kind of tucked away back there, but...
say we're on the back side of Main Street.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you got a very loyal following of people who like to come there and get donuts in the morning.
Yeah, just to mention one thing that's different than anything else in St. Clair County are our donuts. If you've never had one of our donuts, get in here and have them because they're fabulous. Best in St. Clair County by far.
Well, we've got a box of them in the bait pile at the radio station.
Do you have any in your car right now?
I don't. I think they would be liquid donuts by now. But we got some back at the radio station, and yeah, that's always a treat whenever we see a box of those sitting next to the coffee maker. You know it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. That's right.
One of the nice things, Caleb, that we're also working on, for the next year and a half to 2 years, Chef Shells is going to look to do some other events with other nonprofits. We've got one coming up where we're going to be giving away 160 precious moments. They've been donated by someone in the St. Clair area, and we're going to be putting an event on where we'll be giving out 160 precious moments to some of the people that back us during the year, and it'll be PHM survey.
What does that mean?
Precious moments are figurines.
Okay.
Yeah, they're figurines, and they're quite expensive.
You're too young
okay,
to know about them.
I don't get it.
So if you're a company, let's say WPHM, and you come to our dinner, we're going to give you six or seven of the precious moments, and you can turn around and use that as a fundraiser if you wish,
or just
give them away. We've got one gentleman that's going to give 25 to Children's Hospital down in Detroit. So it can be a neat thing to do.
We're talking to Jerry Keller. He's with Chef Shells. I know, Jerry, you've held a lot of hats over the years.
I have.
And we are talking to Michelle Hare as well as Chef Shells in downtown Port Huron. We'll give one last plug here before we go tomorrow. Get your orders in now, right?
That's right. Before 4
breakfast
o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Breakfast is from 7 to 11 on 7-Eleven.
All right. And you pick it up. You can either pick it up curbside or in the store, but to go, and it benefits the Kiwanis Club of Port Huron.
Right.
Blue Water area.
Yeah.
We also will be serving in the restaurant itself. So if you want to come in and sit down and get a regular breakfast meal.
Or lunch.
The price will be a little bit different, but we will be open for business inside the restaurant as well.
Wonderful, guys. Thanks for joining us. Really.
Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
And, it's good to see you again.
Thanks for everything you guys do with the community, and I hope breakfast tomorrow goes over well.
It will.
And we expect to see you there, but with a different hat on. That green with that big S on it. Don't be wearing that too many places in town. Have a good time tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks. Caleb Gordon, Dockside, downtown Port Huron. We're leading up, counting down the hours now to the start of the Port Huron to Mackinac race. We'll have more in just a few minutes.